WGMU DJs John Barnes and Jesse Robinson had a chance to speak with John Flansburg of New York-based band They Might Be Giants. They discussed the newly revived Dial-A-Song project, television, children's music, and the upcoming tour.
Yeah, that's awesome. You mentioned the videos. I know that you're doing a video contest associated with Dial-A-Song as well for the song Erase, which I believe is being judged by Frank Black of the Pixies. Is this correct?
That is all correct. That's going to be, I guess the submissions will be in a couple of weeks. The contest was announced a couple months ago, and I'm sure there are people who have been, you know, working diligently on their time-lapse video concepts since then. It's very exciting to have Charles be judging the event. I mean, basically, we've done a few video contests with John Hodgman judging, and it's for us, it's just nice to not have it come down to us being the judges. So we enlisted John, but then he was too busy to do this one. I mean, he takes the responsibility very seriously. I would assume Charles will take it seriously as well, but it's some of the video submissions have been amazing. I mean, the last contest we did for Am I Awake, just announced the contest as having three winners because we knew there would be too many really good video submissions, and there were. I mean, it was impossibly strong stuff. There's just a lot of creative people out there. And we're working with two of the previous winners on videos right now for the Dial-A-Song service. So we're actually, it's paid off big time for them. You know, they get to do another no-budget video for They Might Be Giants.
That's great. I think your music videos over the years have been very popular in general. I think I was first exposed to your music through some of the music videos for They Might Be Giants songs that used to air on Cartoon Network when I was a kid. And then later, as far as I know, the first time I remembered hearing your music and going, oh, this is a They Might Be Giants song, was actually for a video you did for HomestarRunner.com. Do you have anything to say about that or how you got involved with that kind of a organization?
Well, with Homestar, my wife is a huge Homestar fan, and she actually gave me a Homestar. She sent away and got a Homestar T-shirt for me, and I was wearing it at some in-store, and I guess the Homestar guys, somebody alerted them to the fact that I was wearing a Homestar T-shirt, and that probably confused them enough to want to collaborate with us. So it was a mutual admiration society, and
I think I actually had that same T-shirt. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And you've done a lot of work for TV in general. I know Jesse wanted to ask you some questions about that. What did you have?
Well, I mean, I as an actor and a media person here on campus at George Mason, It's always interesting to find out what's going on behind the scenes, and I know that one of your songs ended up as the theme song for the hit comedy TV show Malcolm in the Middle. I wanted to know what the process was like for basically a contract, as far as do you get a royalty fee for every time the show airs, or is it a one-time contract deal? You know what I'm saying, right, John?
I think it's traditionally rude to ask people about money, Jason.
Well, I'm not asking him like figures. I'm just asking the process, right?
I'll just send you my tax forms, and you can put it posted online. It's a little bit of a shaggy dog story, you know. There's a tremendous there's a real necessity to just kind of cooperate with strangers in the abstract in show business, because that's so much about how things get done and how things work. And the Malcolm the Malcolm experience is kind of a perfect example of it. We got a call from the show's creator, this guy Linwood Boomer, who, when the show was, hadn't even been picked up. It was still a pilot. It was just a pilot script, and Fox had greenlit making a pilot, which is really very distant from from a show actually getting picked up. And it's very unusual for shows to have a theme written when it isn't even really in full production. But he actually had incorporated a couple of songs of ours into the script and really, you know, wanted us to be involved. And it was very interesting and kind of out of left field to have our material be featured on a television show that much. So we put together a quick demo of the song Boss of Me, really on spec. You know, we didn't get any money up front for it, just on the off chance that we would get the job. And then the show got made, and it took off, and it became a huge hit. I think when let's track the money, because you got a money question. And basically, when the show got picked up and our song got picked up, we actually got a little bit bigger buyout because our manager said, you know, we were there for you and you didn't have any money. Don't tell us you don't have any money now that we've all landed the gig together.
You basically told them that they're not the boss of you now.
Well, I think they always were the boss of us, but I wouldn't say it was generous, but it was an okay buyout rather than like a brutally crummy buyout, which is not too atypical for television these days. I mean, it's, you know, licensing a recorded song, you know, can actually be like, well, I mean, all this stuff sounds weird to talk about because it all sounds like a lot of money, but when you realize it's actually like your primary income, it might not be so impressive. But in any event,
yeah, sorry to dig into the wallet there a little bit.
No, I think it's exciting.